Turning My Heart to the King, Day 4 Devotional. This feast is also called the Face to Face, as this was the only moment when the high priest would enter the most holy place to present offerings for atonement. Here was where he would have a face to face with God. The priest would have to prepare himself all year for this moment, purifying and cleansing himself of all sin and bad habits, so he wouldn't die when the moment came to enter the Most High place. Leviticus 16:2 reads, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Tell your brother Aaron that he is not to come whenever he chooses into the most holy place behind the curtain in front of the atonement cover on the ark, or else he will die. For I will appear in the cloud over the atonement cover.'" Hebrews 9:6-7 reads, "When these things were all in place, the priests regularly entered the first room as they performed their religious duties. But only the high priest ever entered the most holy place, and only once a year. And he always offered blood for his own sins and for the sins the people had committed in ignorance." As we know, we already have access to the most holy place. We can have a face-to-face with God, converse with him, and freely enjoy it. Now, God tells us that his presence accompanies us wherever we go. It's a reason for joy and gratitude that Jesus has given us this incredibly beautiful and undeserved gift. But we also have a responsibility which we need to assume. Living in his presence should take us to wanting to please him at all times. In the same way, the priests needed to live a life of testimony and would specifically prepare themselves in a thorough way through the year to enter the most holy place. We also must maintain a transparent way of life which is worthy of him. Remember, for us, access to the most holy place is not once a year, but an entire lifetime. That's why sanctity is important, as well as our respect for him. Aaron couldn't enter the most holy place whenever he wanted, least of all, just in any way. In that same way, we cannot live our lives however we want. We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit in every area of our lives and in every type of service we do for him. Let's reflect. Is having free entrance to the presence of God the same as entering how I think is okay? Why? What do you need to change in your life to be a testament that you constantly live in the presence of God? Separate a moment to pray. Ask God to make you conscious that we are always living in his presence. Verse to remember, 2 Chronicles 7:14. "Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land."